Okay, so I wanted to talk. This is loosely related to the parsha, which we'll get to at the end. We'll link it in. But I wanted to go through a little bit of a sugi with you guys about the source for listening to Chazal. Chazal tells it in the Rabbanan. Why do we have to listen to that? The rabbi said, who cares? Okay, so this is Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim, it says, Ki Palaim, the source one, Ki Palaim Imcha Davar La Mishpat, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Dim Ledin, Bein Nega Lenega. If it will fall to you some matter of judgment, whether it's blood related, it's law, it's monetary law related, it's a Negoim related thing, Divrei Rivos B'Sharecha, some kind of fight, so you have some question, you go to the place that Hashem chose. What's the place that Hashem chose? The Beis HaMikdash. We know that area very well.
Sanhedrin would sit Azara.
Exactly, the Sanhedrin would sit right next to the Azara. So Vasa Akanim Levim al Shofet Ashiyeba Mimahem, you go to the Kohanim, Levim, the Shofet, and the Darashta Vegidulcha Isra Mishpat, and you'll seek them out and you'll tell you what's the law. And the pasuk says, you'll do based on what they tell you. From that place, Hashem has chosen from the Beis HaMikdash. You must be careful to do like they teach you. And it continues, based on the law which they teach you, and the judgment they tell you you should do. You cannot deviate from what they tell you, right or left. And so the Rambam writes here in Source 2, the Rambam tells us that these are two mitzvos. There's a mitzvah aseh, to listen to what the Beis Din says. People at the Beis Din HaGadol, if you look at just Source 2, Halacha Aleph, Beis Din HaGadol Shiv Yerushalayim Hem Iker Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the source of Torah Shebaal Peh. And he goes on to say, there's a mitzvah, Apia Torah Sher Yerucha, you have to do what they ta'aseh, mitzvah aseh. Lo Sasser is a mitzvah lo Sasser, and you cannot deviate from what they say. Very good. So you have to listen to the Sanhedrin. What's included in what you have to listen to? What type of laws are we talking about here? What's included in the Sanhedrin? What? Halacha, but what area of halacha?
Pretty close, no?
Well, so not so clear. Not so clear, because the Torah, so let's see. So the Rambam describes, if you look at the halacha base, the end after the three dots, at the end of the first line, so after telling you there's a lo saseh, that if you go against what they teach you, you do navera. Echad dvarim shelamdu osam mipi hashmua. This refers to things that they teach you mipi hashmua from what they heard from tradition. V'heim torah shebaal peh. Somebody torah shebaal peh. For example, how do you know that the tefillin are square? It doesn't say anything about the tefillin are square. How do you know tefillin go over here? How do you know that the what's it? Give me a lovud. How do you know the concept of lovud? So you relate to Sukkah a little bit. There you go. So how do you know these things? That's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. All those are halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. That's a tradition. Ish mipiyesh al Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to pass down through all the generations. So if the Beis Din HaGadol passes that down, they tell you that, and you wouldn't do it, so then you would do an avera to not listen. So that's one category. Echad dvarim shalamdu mipi daitam be'echam in amidos shatarin reshes behem. Or something that they learned through with their mind, with their wisdom, with the midos haTorah and Reshus B'Hem, you know, the 13 principles of how the Torah is derived, Kal v'chomer, Gzeirah Shavah, various things, Kal v'chomer, all those things, the nir b'neim shadavar zeh kaku, and it appears to them this should be the law, right? That they have learned the Torah, and they think this is the law, so you have to listen to that as well. So if they would teach you a Kal v'chomer, teach you a Gzeirah Shavah, teach you some kind of drasha, that's another halacha they have to follow, you have to list the Chazal and lo saser. And this makes a lot of sense. The Torah is saying, if you have a question on, presumably it's for sure including one of the laws of the Torah, you go seek out the Sanhedrin and you ask them what they say, and they'll tell you. So you have to listen. Continues the Rambam. V'echad dvarim sha'asom siyag la Torah, and also things that they made as offense to the Torah. L'fima shahasha tzricha, based on what the time needs, v'hin gzeros v'atakonos v'amenhagos. So those are the gzeros, right? Certain things you can't. Muksa is a gzera. Can't take medicine on Shabbos. All various certain situations, various gzeros of Chazal, and takanos. To make a takana, that you read the Megillah on Purim, and you say you light candles on Chanukah, and minhagos and other kinds of things that they enact. Kol echad v'echad me'elu hashloshet dvarim mitzvos aseh l'shmo lehen. You have a mitzvah to listen to them, the overall kalecha man over below sase, and you would violate them, it would be a lo sase. So this, the Rambam is very clear. The source for listening to Chazal, for Dinim D'Rabbanan, is right here in these Tzukim in the Chumash. Now, interestingly, the Sefer HaChinuch in Source 4, we don't have to read inside, but it goes a step further, he says that, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in fact, you did this Chaf Hamad Beis, yeah. You guys started there. You guys did start with that Gemara, I don't know where it's Tam Chaf Hamad Beis. I don't know, it was the part you did. Let's see if it's before or after. So the pasuk says, "El hashofet hashayya b'yamim ahim." The shofet, oh, no, yeah, it's right before.
Yeah, it's just where
you started here. Okay, so it's right before on Chaf Hamad Beis.
Before I would have remembered.
It's good. The answer is good. So "El hashofet hashayya b'yamim ahim." The Gemara darshins that the judge of every generation is the judge that you go to. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, not only is there a mitzvah to listen to the Chazal that made a Takana in the Sanhedrin that passed down in the Gemara. In every generation, you have to listen to the Gedolim of that generation. And if you now, and they teach you something and it tells something, it'd be a violation of Lo Sasser not to violate that. Because the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says here, back, look up at Source 1, Pasuk Yud, sorry, Pasuk Tes, Uvasal Akanim Halvim, Ve'el HaShofet HaShayabim Bayamim Mahim, to the judge who will be in those days. And the Gemara says, whatever time it is, whoever the judge is, that's the person you have to listen to.
I was like, let's say
Shmuel HaNavi,
or I don't know, Yifta, or whoever, like...
Why? Meaning, once you extend past the Sanhedrin, but what difference does it make?
I'm saying, like, what are the parameters? Like, for instance, today, let's say, you might have a Gadol Hador, but he's not...
So look at the Sefer HaChinuch, look at Source 3. So he says this applies all the time. At the end of the first line, Klomar Achacham HaGadol Asher Yeh Beinenu Bizmanenu. The biggest Talmud Chacham who will be around us at our time. So the truth is that the Minchas Chinuch, many question the Minchas Chinuch and others question the Sefer HaChinuch. This is a big jump to go that far. And they say, no, this is limited to the Sanhedrin. These psukim are describing going to the base of Midrash, to the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is a special status. The base in HaGadol.
If we had a Sanhedrin nowadays.
Correct. Like, whoever the head, doesn't matter who the right. Sanhedrin is, and the head of Sanhedrin, right, you have to listen.
Like, we're willing, it's like it's his own posting to extend.
Right.
Some things you call it on, some you don't nowadays. So
right.
Like, I don't pass it that way. Like,
right.
But, so, it would be like, if everyone's Sanhedrin, you have to listen. So it's
that's like, what most say, right? Because maybe that's part of the problem with the Sefer HaChinuch. We don't have a body that we can designate as being at that level unless you have a Sanhedrin. But, so that's an extension. But the bottom line is the Rambam is clear. At least the Sanhedrin, which is the Dinim Derabanan that we have, that we know of, we call it Din Derabanan. So that is included in Lo Sasser, included made by Sanhedrin, so one of the Sanhedrins or one of the generations, and that's what we have to listen to. Okay, so far so good. Who has a problem with that? You learned a little Gemara, everybody here. Who wants to ask the Ramban's Kasha?
That's like the Chrome Pesach itself. Now, what does that mean, like the Chrome Pesach itself? That if Pesach passes.
The Rambam is saying is that every din derabanan, if you would violate a din derabanan, in violation of a din derais of Lo Sasser.
Well, then one makes it a derabanan.
And say it's even stronger. What makes it a derabanan? Who cares if it's derabanan or deraisa?
Well, the fact that the rabbi said it.
Okay, but at the end of the day, it's deraisa. So ask your question. Why is it a problem that it's called deraisa? What do we find in the Gemara? Suffolk, according to the Rambam, it doesn't make any sense. Every Suffolk Darabana is a Suffolk Daraisa. You're in violation of Daraisa.
Yeah.
And many places, the Ramban asks, there are many, according to the Rambam, there should be no difference between Darabanas and Daraisas.
I mean, yet, if Suffolk Shahak, we should be like, oh,
right, Daraisas. And all over Shas, we find that the Gemara distinguishes Darabanas and Daraisas all the time. Yo, this is Kal, there are more Mekel because only Shiloh Darabanan, or we have a clash in Daraisa Darabanan, we go to the Daraisa Darabanan.
Maybe it's
Say again? Correct. That's his kasha. The Ramban here in Source 4, the Ramban has the Rambam, as you may be aware, the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, enumerating the 613 mitzvos, and he has 14 principles of how he got his count of 613 mitzvos. So the Ramban has problems, the Ramban disagrees with his count, partially because he has problems with his principles. So the Ramban has a commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvos where he has comments and questions on that, on those, that system of his. So this is it's in that context where the Ramban takes on the Rambam. Sometimes. So this is where the Ramban takes on the Rambam in his count, and he says, how could it be that every Darabana is a Daraisa? You have an answer?
Just an idea, I don't know, that I've thought of, is that maybe it's the Rabbanan in terms of the Rabbanan giving up Sakh. Meaning, for the Rabbanan to give up Sakh, right, that's within the frame of the Rabbanan, right? That's not a D'oraisa level. Meaning, if the Rabbanan are going to make a halakhic decision, that's within the parameters of a...
Rabbanan.
Right, exactly. Not of a D'oraisa, but in terms of the following it, that's on a D'oraisa level of whatever the psak that the Rabbanan right. give.
So then how, but why but is that can be makil for suffix?
No, but in that midst of the halachic Rabbanan rule, that in, it's still suffix bracha lahakim.
In the midst of the Rabbanan deciding what the halacha is going to be, that's a Rabbanan. But in terms of the listening to them, that's on a
so let's say. So let's say, maybe this is what you're saying. The Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam says that...
To answer the Rabbanan's
kasha. So the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah Hilchos Ma'amrim. So he says that... Chazal decided this halacha. They decided there's going to be halacha of brachos. They said they're going to make brachos, right? Now, what else did they decide? They decided that you should treat it the makum safek lahakel. In other words, if you're makil on a safek bracha, safek darban on the kula, safek brachos lahakel. I didn't know. I'm not sure. In a bracha, I'm not going to make another bracha, right? It's not a. I'm not violating. I'm not potentially violating a doraisa. Because the dindo raisa is to listen to whatever they say. Almost what you're saying, right? They said to be makil. So now, if I'm makil, I'm not going against what they said. If I have a suffix, now I'm listening. Meaning, you, in every situation, you have to like think, if they were here, what would they tell me to do? What would they say, right? So if they tell me to make a bracha, so I have to make a bracha. If I have a suffix, they tell me not to make a bracha. So I'm listening. So even though it may be that I have to have made the bracha, I didn't know. But I didn't do a deraisa because I did the deraisa is to listen to what they have to say.
It's like Yiddish HaKodesh, basically. It doesn't matter whether Bistin makes a mistake.
Right,
it's,
whatever they say.
It's basically, yeah, it's given off.
Right,
like,
so a similar idea that we have to listen to.
Is there any brachas where they say Golo Chomo? Is there anything like that? Or is just everything they said always Golo Chomo?
That's what we find. Savi Darabon Lahako. That's what we find all over Shas. So that's the Lecha Mishnah. Says the Ramban, the truth is the Ramban entertains that possibility. He just thinks... He doesn't like it. He doesn't explain why. He just says, "I don't like it." That's what he says, and so the Ramban sticks with his kasha on the Rambam. That would be the defense of the Rambam. But the question I have, and others have, is fine. You want to reject the Rambam? Good. You say you'll reject the Rambam. Lo Susser will only apply to the first two categories: tradition, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and interpretations through drushas. But the question remains. But at the end of the day, there are dinim derabanan. Why do we have to listen to dinim derabanan? What's the source? For the Rambam, the source is clear. Lo Susser.
Which perfects his Rambam.
Right. Why do I have to listen to them? I don't want to listen to them.
The Ramban would also say that.
No, the Ramban said that can't be part of Lo Susser because then it would be a deraisa, and that's where he runs into problems.
Then there's fence
would
be a deraisa.
Right, so meaning. So then basically what gives stability to...
Correct. Why can't I say, I don't want to?
Right.
Would the Torah sanction a response of, I don't want to?
Well, then what power does the Sanhedrin have?
Excellent. Yeah. Good. So that's just another way of formulating the question. That's exactly the question. So let's skip to source 6 for a second. And this now is going to be an answer based on Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was killed in the Holocaust. He's Rosh Yeshiva, Baranovitz Yeshiva, Kovitz Yurim, maybe he has Hirschman quoted him once or twice.
Yeah, we learned it.
Okay, Rabbi Chanan, one of the greats.
That's what we did.
Maybe, okay. So, Achinuch, yeah, you're right, he did. So Rabbi Chanan says, has a whole Sefer Kuntres Devei Sofrim to explain how Dinim Derabanan work. And he explains based on the following Gemara. The Gemara says in Yevamos that you look at source 6. Shlosha dvarim asa Moshe midaito v'hiskima daito l'das hamakom. There were three things that Moshe did on his own, and his das, his intention, his thought was in line with the thought of Hashem, the das hamakom. And the first example the Gemara there says is that even though Hashem really said at Har Sinai, you know, he says tells people they should separate from their wives. The Pasuk says they should be ready for the third day. Which means 2 days of separation, the third day, they could be back with their wife, or they'd be ready for Matzah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, I have 3 days of separation, and really the fourth day is going to be Matan Torah. So Moshe added one more day. And Gemara, and so he had a basis for it. It's not a, obviously it's not what Hashem intended, but he had a basis for it, and it was in line with what Hashem thought. What's going on? What does that mean? What does any of that mean? What? You hear that, right? It's weird. It's very weird. And the Gemara, it's also, the Gemara has a Kal V'Chomer. He makes a Kal V'Chomer, but Tosfos points out it can't be a real Kal V'Chomer, because then if it's a real Kal V'Chomer, that is part of Hashem's intent. Part of the Torah is meant to be darshan. So it can't be a real Kal V'Chomer. So what is it exactly? So look at Rabbi Chanan in source 7. V'nira, says Rabbi Chanan. Deha dehosif yom echad, eino elam midrabanan. This that Moshe Rabbeinu had one day, that's a din derabanan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Sanhedrin. He made din derabanan. So he made this is a din derabanan. This is like the prototype of a din derabanan. Moshe Rabbeinu adding a day before the Har Sinai. So the Gemara says he was equivalent to 71.
Really?
Yeah. Possible
that Aaron had to. That was for Kiddush HaChodesh. That was for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's because the Gemara says, because. The Gemara says about Kiddush HaChodesh.
Yeah, but why one now? Like two, I get.
Right. Why does he need someone else?
We know that Kiddush HaChodesh, then you have three.
Three, he needs
one.
Yeah. I think the Gemara says elsewhere that he is the equivalent of 71.
That's good.
Okay. Or at the very least, is Moshe and he gathered a basin and he was the head of the basin. So let's see. Well, that's Minat Torah lo haisa mitzvos prisha rakshnayam. Minat Torah Hashem had said separate for 2 days. Vayom haGimel hayom midrabanan. The fact that there was a third day, that was a derabanan. Vikra a kal v'chomer. He had a source in the pasuk or a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says the darsh hu rak asmachta. It's only an asmachta. Like we say in many places in the Gemara. The Gemara says this is Darabana, and I have some source of Pazuk. That's not Daraisa, it's a Rasmachta. It's a hint in the Pesukim, but it's not a Din Daraisa. Okay, so that's Moshe Rabbeinu made a Din Darabana. So what does it mean that it was in line with what Hashem said? His Das was in line with the Das of Hashem. Because this was also the desire of Hashem. Elish lo tzivohu. He didn't command him explicitly. So he says that certain things Hashem said explicitly, certain things he didn't say, but he still wanted them to be that way. Mashal ma'adaradome. It's my Rebbe or Sabosky's mashal. Person gets married. Right? Okay, not married yet. Hashem, one day you'll see. You get married. First night, you're in your new apartment. Your wife says, honey, please take out the garbage. What do you do? Take out the garbage. Next night, honey, take out the garbage. Take out the garbage. This goes on for a week. Of course, you take out the garbage. You get a husband. Next day, she doesn't say anything. You, okay, I guess I don't have to take out the garbage tonight. Right? Okay, she wakes up in the morning. The garbage is still in the house. He says, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you take out the garbage? She gets all upset. Right? And you say, what do you mean? You didn't say anything. And what does she say? Should have figured it out. So too, says Rav Chanan, our relationship with Hashem. Hashem tells us certain things explicitly. Other things we're supposed to figure it out. And I think I just had
Does
this.
Does he give that mushroom
though? Rochan doesn't give this. My Rebbe's mushroom. But I think, what's the idea? Why? Why should we have it that way? And this I just thought of on Shabbos. I don't think my Rebbe said it this way, but I don't think I heard this part from my Rebbe. But on Shabbos, when I was thinking about this, talking about this, I had this thought that really, what is that all about? If you have a relationship where everything is just stated explicitly, can you imagine a married couple? And they don't understand each other beyond what is stated explicitly. There's no depth to that relationship. A relationship is deepened by the fact that you get to a point that you understand the person, understand what the other person wants. So too. Oh, you're giving me a fist bump there. All right. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells us certain things we're supposed to do. But we're meant to figure out what we want. We're supposed to seek out and build that relationship with Hashem, that we should know what Hashem wants from us sometimes, even without stating it explicitly. Ah, so then he says, he continues, Vimkein Yishomer, Dehu Adin Mechol HaMitzvos Ve'isurin Shal Devreim Hiskima Daitun L'das HaMagam. So we can say a similar model for all Dinim Derabanan, that Hashem, their thinking is in line with Hashem's thinking. U'mehai Timer, for this reason, Anu Mechayovim Masas K'Devreim. We have to do what they tell us. Shaharei anu mekayim mazeh rotzon Hashem yisbarach. Because that's doing the rotzon Hashem. Because Chazal, why? And why is it the Chazal the ones that have the Das Hashem? Like we said before. Best relationship, the best understanding. They know Hashem the best. They know the Torah the best. They've committed their lives to that. purify themselves, so they are the ones who could share with us what is the Ratzon Hashem, and we want to build that relationship by seeking out the new things that are Ratzon Hashem. So that's what he says, that we, okay, so that's Dinam Darabanan. We obviously we want to do the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore, since we should be following the people who give us the Ratzon Hashem. But says, what about the Ramban's Kasha? Says Rabbi Chanan, Mikom Akom came in Shalom Bale and Siva Mifurish B'Torah. At the end of the day, it's not explicitly stated. Haim Kalan Medivrei Torah Mifurashim. It's still not as strict as something explicitly stated. I mean, and think about it in a relationship. Someone tells you do this and you don't do it, that's bad. Someone, you should have known, you could be forgiving when something you should have known. Or it's not as strict, not as a bad, not as chamor. As something mefurish, something it's not mefurish, there are banan. Okay, we could be makel. Avada, you should do it. Of course, Hashem wants you to do it, and we're obligated to do it because we're obligated to do what Hashem wants. However, we can still say suffik there are banan lekula on such a chiyuv.
Even like the arises that are not explicit are also more makel.
Correct. That very excellent. I think Rabbi Chanan talks about that. Rabbi Chanan says that he brings rias from. Talk about chalitza, but other things where the Rishonim say something mefurish b'kra is more chamer than something that's darshened out.
Right.
So then when you break a darabon on the Gemara, it's like, ah, it's a darabon, so therefore you can even break it, or you don't have to. You can be more makel about it. You're makel because there's a higher power involved, right? Whenever there's a higher law.
Correct.
Is overturning it.
Right.
So, right, like a rachel of a tala, whatever, so right, more right.
Makel. So the whole point of darabon is always that we want to have the best relationship with God. We want to do the best thing we do. But when it comes to something God explicitly said, we're going to overturn it.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So that fits in perfectly.
Perfect. So then, when it comes down to it, Rabbanan know what to do. They know to put the right things. But it's okay to be makel. As in, but there has to be some source of authority. As in, if you just said Rabbanan, as in, we have to know that Rabbanan have the power that if we didn't listen to them, then there would be a problem. And then there would be a right. So going back to what Ellie said, then there's a problem with not listening to them, but it's okay to be makel in a case where you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fine. And we should listen to them, call it what you want to call it. We should listen to them because it's obvious that we're here on this world to seek out Hashem's will, build a relationship with Hashem. So obviously we should be doing what they tell us to do. But yes, like you said, if you have a clash, you have other things that are going to override, so then they would, you know, it would not be taken as strongly as something explicit, like you mentioned. Yeah.
What I don't understand is, so wouldn't violating, let's say, the laws of Mukta be a little bit of a violation of the Araisa because a person didn't follow the words of a Chum?
Okay.
Yes, that instruction of Lachanim is the instruction of Lachanim and not clearly from the
Sukkim.
However, it's sort of like both. Like they
call it what you want. You call it the Raisa, you call it the Rabbanan. The point is, it's this. It's a violation of our mission in this world.
Right. What would we consider it? Because they did violate the Raisa, right? Didn't we say that?
Why did they violate the Raisa?
Because they didn't listen to the Chumim.
No, but we're saying that doesn't include that. That pasuk only includes Chachamim's traditions and interpretations of Dinam Daraisa, but not new things that they know themselves. They are adding to what it's explicitly stated.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. But let's say if a person had a round villain or whatever, you know,
that would be Daraisa for sure. That's Daraisa.
A karaite is basically violating.
Yeah, this. Yeah, 100%.
Why would it cover two options?
No, the first two options of Torah Lachem Moshe Sinai and drushos, that's included because that's what the pasuk describes that.
Right, so everything else.
And it's not included. That's what the Ramban would say. That Torah.
When we don't know about it, it has to be included. Yeah. If it wasn't, then we would have problems. Like people just would not listen to Ramban when Ramban want you to do the right things.
Well, for these things that are part of the Torah tradition of Torah Shabbat Peh, whether it's Mesorah or Drushos, so that you have to listen to. That's what the Torah is telling us.
But most of the new halachas are made out from Drushos.
No, Drushos are Daraisa. Drushos are Daraisa. We're talking about brand new things.
What would be a Daraisa that would be covered by the Lotus?
Fill in our brown, fill in our square.
But not muksa.
Not muksa. That's a new derabanan. That's
the Rambam wouldn't agree with that.
The Rambam would say it's part of losos, right? Right. So the just to bring another support for it, this the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Let's see where we're holding the time. I want to get Zaki back to say it in a few more minutes. So
it's a little late.
Okay. So the pasuk in Yirmiyahu in a source 8. Source 8. It says here the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is describing. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu is describing how we did. We were bad. The Navi's reprimanding us for being bad, right? He says, "Uvanu es bamos abal." You built the altars for avodah zarah. Listra es benam be'esh olos abal. You wanted to burn your children. Asher lo tivisi, which I didn't command. Velo dibarti, I didn't say. Velo ali, velo also libi, never entered my mind or my heart.
Hashem saying this?
Is Hashem saying through the Navi? So look at the Targum Yom. It's in the middle of the line. How does he translate lo tivisi lo dibarti lo also libi? Lo fakdes bo raisi, I didn't command it in my Torah. Lo shalachis biyan avde neviyaya, I didn't send it through my neviim. Lo ra'av akadamai, and it's not my will. So you see that Hashem is criticizing Bnei Yisrael for not doing Hashem's will, even if it wasn't stated explicitly in the Torah, even if it wasn't stated by the neviim. It would still Hashem expects us to be doing ra'av akadamai, what His will is, and that is our obligation. That's mechayev us in the dinim derabanan, and that's what we should always be seeking out.
That was when I begged derabanan, it's
bring Hashem's will.
Yeah, bring Hashem's will.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
the Rambam is a little saucer. It's even worse.
Yeah,
the Rambam is a little saucer. According to the Ramban, says Rabbi Chanan, it's this idea of Ratzon Hashem. Something else. It's how do you want to categorize it? I'm not sure exactly how to define it, but it's a life's mission of Ratzon Hashem. And this is a very important lesson. Just going back to the parsha. Yesterday's parasha, we read about Bilam, right? So Bilam, the whole story, Bilam keeps saying, "I can't go against what Hashem says," right? "I can't go against what Hashem says." He says it over and over. But you know what happens? Eventually, Hashem says, "Fine, go," and then Hashem gets angry at him, right? You keep it. Okay. Hashem gets angry at him, right? After he goes, he sends a donkey, and gets angry at him, right? So what happened? Hashem said to go. Why did he get angry at him? So the mashal is, my Rebbe also gave this mashal. He said, let's say you have a kid. So the kid says to you, "Please, I want ice cream." "No, you can't have ice cream." Please, I want ice cream." "No, you can't have it." "Please, I want ice cream." "Like, okay, fine." And then you're angry at the kid. And the kid says, "What do you mean? Why are you angry at me?" You said, "Okay, fine, I can have ice cream." "No, because obviously you're going against what I wanted. I said, okay, fine, but that's not really what I wanted." So the whole problem with Bilam, Bilam's problem, okay, it's very nice with your parents, with Hashem, we can't have that attitude. We have to be looking, actively seeking what Hashem wants. The problem with Bilam didn't care what Hashem wanted. He was just trying to get that approval to go ahead and to go with Balak and go curse Bnei Israel. But he wasn't seeking out the Ratzon Hashem. And that, the opposite, of course, is our mission. Our mission is to seek out the Ratzon Hashem. And going back to the Sefer HaChinuch, while it might not be lo saser, certainly in every generation, every time, we have our Rebbeim who have a better understanding of Hashem, better understanding of the Torah, better understanding of Hashem. We have to seek out those people who can guide us in our lives to direct us as much as possible to seek out the Ratzon Hashem. And through that, fulfill, like we said, our life's mission to always be seeking to build our relationship and do as much as we can for Hashem.
A little bit of
ace, yeah. Okay, sure.
The whole point is, what does the Rabbanan make of? What does the Ramban make of? The